Hello everybody, it's George Marlin. Thanks for coming back to my channel. Well, another appointment at an institution with an HFA connection. There's a University College Oxford, the oldest constituent college of Oxford University, a new master's appointed. The master is the head of house, right? The 39 colleges at Oxford University, each one's got a head of house. UNIV, short for University College, we call our person the master. Other places, it's president, warden, rector, dean. Is there anything else? Provost. So Dr. Maria Balshaw, Commander of the British Empire, she has been appointed, and she's director of the Tate Gallery. So she's going to take up this post on the 1st of September 2027, because the incumbent Baroness Valerie Amos is retiring, having served in that office for 7 years. She took over shortly before COVID, had to steer the college through a coronavirus lockdown and beyond. So is she coming up for 70 now, Baroness Amos? You often refuse to be interviewed with me. Thanks a lot. A Labour Party apparatchik. Well, she never held any elected office. I don't know what she did before she took over the college, really, before she's even in the House of Lords. But there are very few black people in Parliament at the time, partly to promote her. Okay, she's got her achievements. She's got her virtues. She's got her education. And she was a decent master of the college. I know obviously she's, you know, politically definitely not to my taste, the very first woman to be master of UNIV, and despite a female being in charge, they don't use the feminine version of it, mistress, the first black person to be head of house in either Oxford or Cambridge. And many people think this is a tremendous advance. So, a retired Don said to me, she's perfect, nice to talk to, but she doesn't really know anything about running that college. But okay, she's largely a figurehead, and the fellows, they're partly those who teach there. Could be the chaplain, could be the bursar, as in the accountant, maybe the head porter, various other people. There might be some honorary fellows or distinguished, you know, UNIV members can be made fellows. There are roughly 50 of them. They're the governing body. They choose the person. So the master certainly doesn't have dictatorial powers. He or she is to be there during term time, represent the college generally to the media in the world, be the ultimate authority if one person has to make a decision. He's not actually teaching as usually a superannuated academic, politician, civil servant, something like that. We had Lord Butler of Brockwell, who was university agreed to have been a triumph. But all right. So anyway, Dr. Balshaw's taking over. There's no requirement that person have attended UNIV himself or herself, or have attended Oxford University at all, or indeed any university, but they prefer someone who's got a PhD. Why did they pick me? No, they have a PhD. So she's coming up for 60, as I understand. She was a lecturer in cultural studies at University College Northampton, one of the worst ones in the UK. And then she worked at the University of Birmingham about visual culture. So she does seem to be kind of rather airy-fairy subject and leftist, no doubt, as most academics are. But you could still be an excellent headmaster in one of those. Director of Creative Partnerships in Birmingham, okay, to help schools and artists work together. So she's held various of these quango positions around South Britain. And she got that CBE for Service of the Arts in the Queen's Birthday Honours 2015. So very much, I suppose, an establishment toady, never going to rock the boat and will be sort of deeply uninteresting. And look at this this unctuous anodyne twaddle, she said. The college has long embodied a genuine inclusive spirit and has worked to ensure the highest performing students from the widest range of backgrounds found their personal and intellectual home within the college walls. It's an attitude that connects to my career-long commitment to widening access for the arts. I am looking forward to building on considerable achievements of Baroness Valerie Amos and to body as master the spirited and welcoming environment that characterises life at UNIV. Well, thank you very much. Okay. But it doesn't welcome everybody. Would you want more racists at UNIV? I don't think so. So maybe you should be. Would you want more homophobes? So it doesn't welcome everybody. It's not widening access. It's narrowing access. You might be widening it racially. Now, I don't care what race people are. Maybe she does very much. I don't care whether people are male or female, and women are in a slight majority, but probably she does, or people are straight or gay, but she was sure they're gay or something like that. So nothing bad about being gay or straight or bi or whatever, or asexual. But she's really not about widening access. It's always a big lie. It's about widening for those who have this leftist mindset, and they should be discriminated either. I'm a right winger, obviously. I'm anti-racist, anti-homophobic and all the rest of it. But I recognize those people I fundamentally disagree with, racialist people and so on. They're human beings too. And they have the right to education, probably the need to education more than most. So really, it's about censorship. It's about discrimination. That's what she would be promoting. So surprise, surprise. Okay, so she's taking over, and well, she looks a lot older than she is actually. Looks rather severe and horrific. But so no, I don't think I'll be invited to dine at High Table. There we go. So rather unsurprising, rather cowardly appointment. Right. But anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.